Larry.
Well, welcome everyone, and Merry Christmas to you. I am so honored and delighted to be here with all of you. I love this service of the year, and I get to do it twice today. And the first service was beautiful, and I know this one will be just as beautiful. We are honored that some of you have come in from out of town, and you are joining us, and families get back together, and we see faces that we haven't seen in a long time, and it's so wonderful to see all of you here tonight. So thank you for spending time on your Christmas weekend here with us. Parents, have no fear. We are so delighted that your children are in this service. We want to hear their noise. We want to hear their joy. We are so glad that they are here tonight. If they didn't get an activity bag at the back, they are there for them, and they're theirs to take with them at the end of the night. It's their little gift, so please make sure and you grab one if you can. Thank you so much for being here tonight. This is such a beautiful sanctuary and such a beautiful service, and let's just take a moment to take all in what is about to come. May the Lord of Light be with you. Thank you.
If you would stand in spirit or in stature and join me in these words of worship. The impossible is about to happen in a stable. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. This is the evening when creation stood still and held its breath. For God was doing the most unbelievable thing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
God, we are so grateful to be here as we await the arrival of the newborn King. Lord, we don't take for granted this opportunity for all of us to gather together once again this year. Be with those of us who aren't able to be here with us. Be with those that are watching online, Lord. Help us to all feel together as one body of Christ. God, as we await the coming of your Son, we are so excited for what's to come in this new year. Let your light shine on us each and every day, and help us to share your love with everyone around us. God, we are so thankful for this ultimate gift that you are bringing to us. Help us to not take it lightly. In your most holy name we pray. Amen.
His name is called. be seated.
And now I would like to invite Thanks for coming down to Children's Time. I'm so glad you guys are here today. Have you had a really great day? I asked the service before, the kids in the service, if they had so much fun outside building great big snowmen. Did you build great big snowmen outside today? No.
It's not snowy.
It's not. Well, what did we have? It's a crazy day, right? We sing that song, oh, the weather outside is frightful. It's definitely perfect for today, right? It was definitely a frightful weather day, and not the kind that we really would expect for Christmas Eve, right? Kind of hung out inside with your people. It's going to be 78 degrees tomorrow. Thank you. I know, wear your shorts on Christmas Day. It'll be perfect. Well, I wonder, at your house and under your tree, have you taken a peek at any of the presents? You haven't taken a peek at any? Have you shaken any of them?
Yes.
You did? So you have taken a peek, Presley. Are you allowed to shake the presents, Olivia? No. They're not allowed to at my house. That's a rule. No shaking, no guessing. What about y'all? Do you try to guess what they are?
Yeah.
You do. Are you sometimes right?
I like squishing
them. You like to squish them. That is definitely a no-no at my house. No way.
I like to squish.
Oh, you're so sneaky. Do you think you might know what one of those presents is under the tree? Do you think you have any idea?
I know one, but it's not mine.
Oh, you know one for somebody else. Okay, good. Yeah, and you haven't shared that with them.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
I know one for my dad.
Oh, but don't say it here. Let's keep it real a secret, okay? Yes. All right, well, guess what? I have a present. I brought a present tonight. What do you think's inside my box? Not yet. You cannot squish it. You cannot shake it. It is a box, yes. You know what is inside this box? It's something that I see in each and every one of you. I see it right now. I see it all the time in each of you.
Love.
What did you say?
Love.
My God, did you peek at my present? Would you like to see what's coming? You are very, very smart. Inside this box, it reminds me of what is to come tomorrow in the birth of Jesus. We don't just get this amazing baby that is coming, right? We get something to share with the rest of the world. Just like Audrey said, love. You were so right. Look at that. Share it with everybody. You knew, Audrey. Love is inside this box. It is paper, and it's in the form of love, right? Because each and every one of you is the best gift of love, and Jesus shows us how to love one another. And I'm so grateful for you and for the love that you show to me and to your families and to this church. And I hope that you will share God's love throughout this year with every single person that you meet, just like you do with me every time I see you. Can you do that? I hope that tonight you have the very best night's sleep. I hope you're able to go to sleep and you wake up with all kinds of joy and surprises and all those things that you squished. I hope you had some of the wrong guesses so you'll be surprised.
Excuse me.
Yes. I can't wait for tomorrow either. I'm so excited. One more comment, Dax.
I thought if that thing was going to be, if the lid was taped on it, we would rip it.
We would have ripped it. I did it fancy so that it would come off really fast, but it would have been prettier to rip it, right? Much more fun. Would you guys pray with me? God, I thank you for these smart children. They're so smart, and they bring me so much joy, and they exude your love. Help them to teach us how to love like your son Jesus taught us to. Thank you, God, for this greatest gift that we celebrate today, tomorrow, and every day. It is in your most holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming to Children's Talk today. Merry Christmas, my friends.
Thank you.
Today's Hebrew scripture reading comes from Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder, for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. You have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Come on. If you'd join me in an offertory prayer as we collect a special offering tonight for a local sister fellowship, the Biblical Underground Fellowship. Holy God, Mary's promise of a baby felt like it came too soon, and Elizabeth's felt like it came too late. Joseph is conflicted to stay or go. Good news of great joy for all arrives in a stable, a stall. If we are the author of this story, we probably have writing it differently. But this Advent season, we are reminded that God's timing is good and perfect, and we can trust the beautiful picture of unlikely people whose stories collide at the perfect God-ordained moment. With angel choirs, with ordinary shepherds, with wise ones, with all of God's people, we lift our hearts in joyful praise and reflect the light of Christ, your everlasting light. This Christmas Eve and in the new year to come, love has a story and it's not finished yet. Receive now our offering gifts as we celebrate the greatest gift of the child born to save us. Amen. Thank you.
Luke 2, 1 through 4. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. Luke 2, 5 through 7. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke 2, 8 through 12. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Luke 2, 13 through 14. And suddenly was with the angels a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God.
sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply echoing their joyous strain. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. I Am. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb you know. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Thank you.
I want to thank you for being here. Your presence, it's just a joy, an honor, a true delight to celebrate with you the arrival of the Christ. First time we've passed the offering plate in 2 years. We are real Baptists now. And thank you to our students for doing that. And if you would join me in recognizing it. And thank you for your gifts tonight, our offering. What a generosity. And Reverend Pastor Glory Danford of Biblical Underground Fellowship, a sister church, a new church here in our city, is here with us. And if you would join me in encouraging her. Absolutely. Not that you care or need to know, but in the last two of our in-person Christmas Eve services, I have wound up standing in front of you singing, something that I really shouldn't do if you were given a voice like this. I wear a mask because I have a face like this, but that's a whole nother issue. 2018, I believe it was Alvin and the Chipmunks. 2019, I think it was Frank Sinatra. What will it be this year? I know you have all been waiting. And it was in September in which I began to work on outlines for sermons for the rest of the year, in September, when Delta had become a reality in our world. It was in September I was sitting right back there on the back row. Larry and a colleague were here, and they were rehearsing to celebrate a saint who has gone before us in faithfulness and gone before us through the veil of this life and into the unending peace of Christ, creating just this setting of worship. Absolutely incredible. Sitting there, I found myself weary in September, weary as to what our church should do, weary as to my wife and I constantly wondering what is safe for our children, weary as to all the divide in our cosmos, our country, in our congregation. I was weary from the backlog of funerals and family festivities. And I found myself there on the back row worshiping as Larry and a colleague were rehearsing Ave Maria. No, you're right. I'm not going to do it. He called it. Larry, you did great. How about we do I'm Dreaming of a Brown Christmas? Do you know that one? I was there on the back row in September, weary. And the words that rose in my soul and in my heart were, "A weary world rejoices. The thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices." And so this year, Christmas has come early to all of you, and you're welcome, a gift. I am not going to sing during this sermon, but I invite you to do the singing in this sermon. If you would, stand and join our voices together. Best singing I've ever heard in one of my sermons. Of course, and you did it well. You did. You really did. You did it well. But the greatest of all renditions of O Holy Night, of course, was recorded way, way, way back, a long time ago in the good old days, in 1994, when Her Holiness Mariah Carey recorded it and gifted it to the world. A modern human cannot celebrate Christmas appropriately without mentioning her holiness, not Mrs. Claus, but Mariah Carey. As you well know, this hymn of our faith is much older. It's based upon a translation of a poem that was translated into English in 1885, and in 1843, it was authored by Placide Capoue. The name of the poem is Minute Chardin, and I'd like for us to receive these beautiful words of faith. At midnight, Christians, it's the solemn hour when Christ descended to us. The entire world thrills with hope. On this night that gives a Savior, love unites. It is for all. Christmas, Christmas, here is the Redeemer. An incredible poem originating in French, begging that great human question in which we have done battle over for centuries, which is, who said it better, the French or the English? Naturally, the correct answer to said question is Alexander Hamilton. A weary world rejoices in English. Christmas, Christmas, here is your Redeemer. These words have captivated my soul for the last 4 months. We are weary. I am weary of supply chain inflation, weary of all the violence in our world, weary of the growing division in our country and our congregation, weary yet again of coronavirus, weary of Tom Brady continuing to win. When will it all end? And if you don't amen to that, you won't amen anything in this sermon. And maybe you're not weary, except only weary of others who are weary of all the things. Maybe you're not stressed or frustrated, just stressed and frustrated by all those experiencing stress and frustration, which maybe it is you're experiencing weariness. The weary world rejoices. The weariness is not lifted and removed. And then is it revealed that we are able to rejoice? No, 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 no. The weary world rejoices. Christ, Emmanuel, the fullness of God's presence, enters into all of the weariness, in all of the difficulty it means to be alive. It is then, in the fullness of Christ the babe, it is then that we can rejoice and worship and give thanks. Isaiah says it this way: the people living and walking in darkness have glimpsed a great light. The prophet does not say that the darkness is removed and the entire path forward has been illumined. No, it is in the darkness that the light is revealed. The birth narrative describes it this way: a young single mother, more or less, with a large red A upon her chest through three trimesters of all-day sickness. A young Mariah labored amongst the livestock, and at the moment, most vulnerable in all of humanity, laboring amongst livestock at the most vulnerable moment of all of humanity, at her darkness, stinky shepherds arrive. I imagine Mary was exhausted. I imagine maybe something like me, something has given you exhaustion. Yeah, and it is in the exhaustion that all of the weariness, in all of this, all creation rejoices, as we read in the gospel. All of creation rejoices. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Christ, who unites all spirit and flesh. Christ, who heals and redeems all brokenness and division. It is in Christ, there at the manger. It is in Christ. There is room, brothers and sisters and friends, there is room to be weary and rejoice. Noel, Noel, voici le Redemptor, Christ, Christmas, Christmas, here is your Redeemer. A weary world rejoices, and yonder breaks a new and glorious morning. You are invited together as we continue to worship to receive this light that finally breaks through the darkness. As you have the light, we encourage you to keep your candle vertical. As you receive the light, we encourage you to receive it horizontally. This will encourage the appropriate amount of light in this setting of worship.
Christmas.